Good evening. This is November the 28th, Monday, 2011, and we're having the Pacifica National Governance Committee meeting. We're starting at 8:02. My name is. Oh, 9:02. Oh, is it? Oh, wait a minute. Where are we? Ah, Eastern Standard Time. That's right.
Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time, 9:02. And my name is Nancy Sabanaritomi. I'm from KPFT. I will be chairing this meeting tonight. Okay. Let's see. Who's going to be secretary? Okay. If nobody's going to be secretary, I'll do it. But, you know, judging from my history, it's going to be maybe delayed.
I'll pull it off the stream. I'll pull it off the stream, Nancy. I'll just pull it off the stream.
Okay, thank you, Marcel. But you have to leave, and when you leave, let me know. Then somebody else will do it then. Thank you, Marcel. All right. And Marcel, would you like to do roll call? Or if you want me to, I can do it.
Yeah, would you please?
Okay. All right, Marcel Reed from WPSW. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg. No. Okay. Nancy Sabanaitomi, KPFT. Yes. Present. John Winger, KPFK. No. Okay. And Jessica Polinar, KPFT. No. Mal Bernstein, KPFA.
Here.
Yes. Okay. And Kathy Davis, WBAI. No. Okay. And Gail Dixon, KPFW?
I'm here.
Yes, hello. Good, Gail. Oh, who's this? Somebody came on? Hello?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Oh, Jessica. Okay, Jessica Polinar is present. Oh, good. Thank you. And good. And Sasha Futran, KPFA?
Yes, present.
Yes, yes. Bob Letter, WBAI?
Here.
Yes. Yes. And R. Paul Martin, WBAI? No. Okay. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Present. Okay. Brenda, what is your station? I'm sorry.
KPFK.
KPFK. Okay. KPFK. I couldn't tell from there. All right. And Tony Norman, WPFW. Tony? Tony was here, wasn't he? No? No, not yet.
Okay. No.
No. All right. So that's how many... Secretary, how many was that? It was, anybody count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, yes, 8, that's right. Okay, good, we made quorum, over quorum then. Good, 1 over quorum. All right, next, where we left off at the... I apologize. I have not completed the draft minutes. Our last meeting, but continue?
I'm getting home. I had
Hello? Who's that?
A call with governance. I forwarded it to you on your email.
I think she's having another conversation in the background.
Email.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Have an agenda for us?
Your email.
Where we left off last time was quorum issues, like how many meetings called that are missed
the morning.
Before the committee is reorganized, and two, how long after the board is elected before a committee must meet and reach quorum and see no quorum minutes, and also, that's number two. Number three, what was it? Rules regarding finance for LSB and stockholders to see, and that was number four. And oversight of the code of conduct report. Those still are all left on the table, and I apologize not being able to get it in worded form to you to see on print. I'm sorry, but I'm getting a little bit more computer literate now. So shall we start where we left off? Mal Bernstein, KPFA, had made a stab at the non-quorum issues. And so shall we leave it there? Start there.
I have
we
a
have like be it resolved. Now, this he made at the spur of the moment without having too much time and took a stab at it. So, be it resolved that the Pacifica Governance Committee recommends to the PNB for the following, that three Mal, did you want to...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to use the word consecutive? Or
yes, let's start with using the word consecutive.
Okay, we're going to change this. All right. Three consecutive absences for properly noticed and properly noticed in parentheses, 7-day advance on the calendar and emailed to
Nancy,
the...
Nancy, can I interrupt you for a moment?
Yes.
What is the date of the email where we can find this language?
This is Sasha.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I did it orally, Sasha.
You did it orally? Well, you're reading something, Nancy. Can you send it?
Oh, God. It'll take me a while to type it.
Well, it should have been before the meeting. I'm sorry to be ornery, but this should have been, you know, month after month without these things being taken care of. I'm sorry. There's really no excuse.
No, there isn't, except that I don't know how to use this computer, and I don't even know how to keyboard very well, except I know how to type. So I'm just going to learning how to access the computer. I'm learning how to use a computer, actually. I bought one Saturday. So anyway, this is the best I could do. I'm sorry. And before this time, I was using the library computer, and during this Occupy Houston movement, the library system has been shut down or super, super slow. So I was like, you know, should I go to FedEx and pay 20 cents a minute because 1 hour is $12, or do I just, you know, wait a while? So I'm really sorry. I've been just doing the best I can. But let's try, since we have quorum, can we try to, maybe Malcolm, do you want me to continue reading what you put? It's just a little bit more. Be it resolved that the Program Governance Committee recommends to the PNB for the following, that three consecutive absences for a properly noticed meetings of local, at the local and at the national level, is that right? At the local and the national level, committee meetings, parenthesis, with 7-day advance notice on the website and emailed, properly emailed, I think you were asking for that, constitute an automatic resignation. That's it. And I think maybe we need to put a little bit more, if someone would like to put, like...
this is Bob.
Yes, Bob, from WBAI, yes.
Right, Bob Lederer, WBAI. Okay, well, I'm about to send out, I dug out of some old minutes from when I sat on the PNB several years ago. The original motion on this topic passed by the PNB in 2004, and then the amended version passed in 2006 at the suggestion of this committee, actually. And so let me read that, because that's what's on the books today, and then we can decide, you know, what changes need to be made from there. Okay.
Would you send it, please, before you read
yes,
it? And then,
yes.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sending it right now. I just had to dig
okay,
it out.
Thank you.
Formatted in a readable way. Okay.
Oh, I have it. You must have sent it already to me. It's here. Colleagues regarding the topic brought up at the last.
That's a different topic.
That's something.
Oh, different.
Else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Okay. I just sent it. So should I go ahead and read it?
Please.
Okay. So the original motion in October 2004 said, that the provisions in the Pacifica bylaws, Article 5, Section 7, and Article 7, Section 9, whereby a member, now remember when in this section it's talking about a member of the PNB, not a member of a committee, whereby a member ceases to be a member after missing 3 consecutive meetings, be applied to committees of the PNB, such that any committee member who misses 3 consecutive committee meetings shall no longer be a member of the committee, and that the chair of the committee shall notify the chair of the PNB and the respective LSB of any pending suspension from the committee. Okay, so that passed in 2004. Then in 2 years later, on the governance committee, we started hearing complaints that people were being removed under that provision from committees, but that they hadn't been notified that the committee meetings were happening, and so they were fully willing to participate, but they just never heard. So we clarified it, and I proposed a further motion to clarify it even more, and what was finally adopted by the PNB in October of 06 reads as follows. The governance committee recommends, so this was passed by the PNB, so it's the PNB, adopts a motion clarifying its October 2004 motion regarding committee member absences such that the provision on notification of the chairs of the PNB and relevant LSB regarding any pending suspension be invoked after two consecutive absences of the committee member in question, and also that the member, him or herself, be notified by phone and email at the same time. So, to sum up, what it means is that what's now on the books but rarely followed, but it should be followed by every committee, including ours, is that the secretary should keep a note of all attendance. And when she or he notices that any one person has missed two meetings in a row, the committee chair should immediately write and should email the chair of the PNB, the chair of the LSB of that person, and also the person, him or herself, and call that person and say, warning, you know, if you do not show up at the next meeting, you will be removed automatically without a vote of the committee, just automatically. So that's where policy stands now.
Well,
so the question is, how does that need to be strengthened further?
Well, it seems to me that we're not even enforcing that policy.
Right.
Or applying it to meetings that never make quorum.
Well, that's a separate issue. Those are two separate things, because right now we're following Robert's rules, which says a meeting is not a meeting if there's no quorum.
Well,
now,
then
theoretically, the PNB could override Robert's rules.
Well, then my suggestion or motion is to add that this apply to notice meetings, or to properly notice meetings that don't make quorum because of the absence of members.
Oh, to all meetings. Quorum,
yes.
Whether quorum is established or
That's
not.
Correct.
Oh,
That's
I
correct.
Like that.
To all properly noticed meetings.
That's right.
Properly noticed.
Yeah. It's got to be a properly noticed meeting. And then if the person misses two in a row, you invoke that existing PNB rule.
The notice provision.
Yes.
Yeah, that they be notified.
Exactly.
That they're at risk.
Yeah, so
if it happens again,
yes.
They'll be gone. Yeah.
So let's try that.
Excuse me. This is Gail. Just so I understand this, you're saying that they get the call after they miss one meeting or two meetings?
No, two.
Two. After they miss two meetings.
In a row.
And then they get a call telling them that they're off the committee or
they're in
danger.
In danger.
Right.
And also, you also said PNB and LSB are informed after two absences, right?
Yes.
Right. Simultaneously.
So we're not doing this. That's what we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If possible, people would say their name and their station so your listeners can know what you're doing. I think that's a good thing to
Nancy,
do. Okay. Yes.
This is Mal.
Yes.
Since that rule is in existence already for notice meetings, I mean for quorum meetings, and since the last meeting and this meeting were both regular meetings, we had quorum, and I believe you have the attendance from the last meeting, and
yes.
You have the attendance from this meeting. So let's apply that rule now so that after this meeting, you notify those people that have missed both meetings.
Oh, yes, you're right.
And
you are right.
This is Brenda from KPFK.
Yes, Brenda.
I'm wondering, like, because I know in the past couple of months there's been some things that haven't been properly notified, at least through the what is it, the KPTX or KFTX website. Is that what you mean by properly noticed? Because I'm wondering to what extent would properly noticed be, like, described as. Would it only be through the listserv, or would it only be, would it have to be through both the website and the listserv that we have?
What is the Pacifica rule on that? Pacifica,
7 days.
But 7 days how?
Yes. Bob, do you know?
Well, that's a good question, Mel. I can't remember there ever being a rule describing the mode of notice, but maybe this is time for us to clarify that it should be something like through a notice on the listserv of the committee sent to the address provided by the member,
right?
So that because members can change addresses, or the address can
yes.
be wrong. If it turns out all these months it was sent to the wrong address because of a typo, then the member shouldn't be penalized.
Of course.
So I don't know, some language like that to make it really clear. It's not good enough to put it on KPFTX. It should be put there also, but that's
yes.
not sufficient.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so number one, we all agree KPFX calendar, it should be posted 7 days in advance. And
plus notice to the individual member.
Notice to the individual either through listserv or direct email.
Right.
Or telephone.
Right.
And what should be put also 7 days in advance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bylaw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At least
and,
7 days.
All right. So there we are. We really haven't been following this, have we? I mean, I called yesterday and today. That's one day before. But people knew about the Marcel put it on everybody's email, so we've been following.
Well, some people see the problem is that it's not reaching everyone's email. Sasha continually doesn't get it. And I know that here at WPFW, I have never been on the listserv at WPFW. If somebody doesn't make an extraordinary effort to contact me, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, see, you also are. I cannot get into the listserv. I don't understand what's going on with. I thought it's just my problem. So I don't really know what everybody's thinking. And so you're also unable to get on the listserv?
No. I'm talking about a WPFW, our local listserv. For 2 years, I've not been on the listserv. I just know that computers act hanky sometimes.
Oh.
I don't have any more complicated explanation than that.
Okay, so, if they put out a notification on the listserv, do people know that when they put it out that the other person received it? Or does your computer tell you, no, it did not make it, or I don't know.
No, there's no guarantee. Well, maybe we should ask Sasha to explain her situation so we can try to fix it.
Yes, Sasha, please.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. I seem to be on the group list at Yahoo. I think it's at Yahoo. But I wasn't getting any email at all, and Marcel and various people tried to get me on numerous different times, and I tried to get myself on, and then I was on, and I still wasn't getting email, and I have no idea why not. And then somebody did something a month ago, and I got some email, but then I didn't get the notice for this meeting. And without now, I would never remember, I wouldn't know. I mean, now... Mel sends me things. What can I say?
Yeah, an extraordinary effort.
I just did get email from Charles Federer, and I don't know if he addressed it. I haven't opened it yet. I just got it, so I don't know if he. No, it's just PMB governance. So I got that, and I do check my spam. By the way, I check my spam folder every day. But when I know a notice has been sent out, then I go through the spam folder to see if it ended up there, and it doesn't. So I have no idea. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't get all the.
Madam Chair, this is Jessica. Can I be on the stack, or I have a question of Sasha?
Okay, Jessica, go ahead.
Just a quick question, Sasha, because I've been privy to the beginning of trying to get Sasha, at least on my part, trying to get her on our list
to be notified. Oh, there were dogs barking. I know that I myself personally have, but Sasha, have you called or spoken to John or Otis personally and had them come and check out the situation where you're at? Because it seems like, I mean, other than me or Mal or Nancy going directly, like you said, to you, have they not, have they just totally ignored all of our requests? I mean, all of us?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question. I was trying to close the door because my dog was barking and I couldn't hear anyway. What was the question?
Have you addressed with John or with Otis personally? I know I have, and I know other people have. Have you personally discussed this with them to find out what the problem is where you're not being included, or have they just totally decided to ignore you completely?
Well, I would think that if I'm a member of a group email, if you send something out to the whole group, I don't know how you suddenly take somebody off, one person off. I mean, I don't know.
I know, but have you addressed this with John or Otis personally? Have you yourself emailed or called them personally to let them know that they still aren't including you personally?
I did today send an email to John saying that I was still having a problem because of this week's notice. I didn't get this. And he asked me to provide another email address that he'll add to the system, which I sent him. But that was just this afternoon. Or actually,
Well, this is Bob.
So.
Yes, Bob.
Okay.
The DBAI. Yes.
We have two different systems of notice. One is run by, I guess, by John and Otis and whoever else, and that's an automated notice system for meeting times that includes, you know, the call-in number and code, et cetera. That usually comes 1 or 2 days before the meeting, but that's separate from the listserv, like. Sasha just mentioned that she got the email that I sent. That's the listserv. Now, Marcel actually gave us all a notice on November 10th of this meeting, 2 weeks hence. And that was on the same listserv that you just got something from me. So, Sasha, you didn't get any email from Marcel on November 10th?
I'll double-check right now and see what came in on the 10th.
Okay.
So
that's the same listserv that you just got something on, so.
Right. And okay, that's working, but like, I guess something went out this week?
No, nothing on the committee listserv.
No.
The rest of us got was this separate notice system that John and Otis.
No, I did not get that.
Right. So that's it, but that's a separate process to get on that list. So that seems where there's a problem to be addressed, because it sounds like you are on the committee list.
Okay.
And the PNB notice is not sufficient because it does not come 7 days ahead
right.
of time. It only comes
Absolutely.
2 days ahead of time.
Absolutely. Yeah, which is why Marcel posted it 2 weeks in advance, and that's the proper thing. So she, you know,
you
she did
what she Mal, what did you say? Mal, you said the PNB notice is what?
Is not sufficient because it only comes 2 days in advance. I mean, it's good to have, but it doesn't constitute sufficient notice.
Yes, okay. That's with Otis and with John. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sasha, question the email from Marcel on November, was it 10th?
10th.
Did you get that?
Well, I'm going to see if I can find it. I have a folder that I put everything from KPS, about KPFA and Pacifica in, but I may not save things like notices. Let's see. November 10th from Marcel. Government committee meeting called to order for November 28th.
And
yes. So I got...
Oh, good.
It's from KPFK?
But that's through the...
Yes. Who said what? KPFA?
That was Brenda.
I have a question. Is it possible for either in the language for individual folks to check maybe their spam mail, because it seems as though if people are getting some mail and not getting other mail, there may be a possibility.
I checked my spam folder and it's not in my spam folder. I get a lot of email because I run a long story. I get a lot of email that comes into one place, and it has to do with some businesses and all. I get a lot of email, and I check my spam folder every single day, at least twice a day, before I dump it. Every day, But when I find out from Mal that something went through and I haven't dumped the email, then I make it a point to do it really slowly. And no, there's never been anything in the spam folder. But what Bob said was that it looks like I'm getting the email from the committee group list, but I'm not getting the email that is sent out by Pacifica.
Right.
Okay, then maybe John will fix that.
Right.
Maybe you
yeah,
better double.
He should be able to fix it. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we at the beginning of the next year, if we're still in the governance, I hope to be so. We should all make sure we have all the numbers and the emails are correctly and no mistake. And maybe we should do that in the first meeting or before the first meeting, and also make sure we're getting a listserv and the PNB notifications. And if somebody's having super problems like Sasha, we should take a little more care to call and read messages or whatever. But so how do we word that? Back to the proposal. Properly noticed, 7 days in advance on the KPFX calendar, is that what it's called? And emailed by the listserv and the, do we put all these things, listserv and the automated PMB?
No, that doesn't count because it comes 72 hours in advance.
Yeah.
72 hours in advance.
So emailed at least 7 days in advance on the listserv. Okay. So, and if
well,
if
can,
necessary,
can we add, I'm sorry.
Telephone. Oh, go ahead, Bob. Uh-huh. WBAI,
go
ahead.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
Can we add a phrase about to the address provided by the member so that it's clear that you know, somebody else kind of got it from a third-party source and they thought they'd be helpful and put it on a list, and all this time the person's never gotten it because it's an outdated address. Things like that happen.
Oh, that's
so good.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we can ask the LSB when they do their elections to when they report. That's a good time, isn't it, to get people
contact
to
info. Yeah.
Contact info, yes. And send to somebody at PNB? Should they send that information
committee,
to PNB?
Whoever is the committee convener or chair.
A convener. The convener. That's right. Okay. Or, yeah, but the chair wouldn't have known. They won't.
Or actually, we don't have to burden them with figuring out who's the convener of every single committee. They can just send it to maybe the PNB chair, and then that person can disperse it to the proper conveners.
PNB chair. All right. So when the PNB chair gets these things, they don't have to repunch them in, right? They just
forward it.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, forward. Oh, yes, good, because no human error there. Okay. All right. So properly noticed, and we would put that 7 days in advance and emailed in the listserv and to the address provided by the member. Okay. And then the next is properly noticed meetings for three consecutive absences for properly noticed meetings.
Whether or not a quorum is breached.
Thank you. Yes. Whether or not a quorum
is reached.
Is reached. constitutes an automatic resignation.
Yeah, but now, you have to add that they have to be noticed after the second consecutive absence. They have to be directly noticed by phone and noticed to the PNB chair and the LSB chair.
Yes. So next paragraph.
You can use the old wording. I mean, I think what we need to present this as, this is an amended version of your standing policy.
Right.
And to avoid a lot of confusion, I think we should just have a clean document from start to finish what your new policy would be, and not say, you know, we keep this part of the old policy, but we're changing this part. Say, you know, to amend it to read as follows, and then have from start to finish what the policy going forward will be.
Bob,
yes,
I didn't get your email with these policies.
Well, that's strange because
you've
been getting the committee list stuff.
I've definitely been.
Did anyone else get it? Get my 9
I got it.
9:12 p.m. email? called
I
Existing
did.
PNB Motions on Committee Absences?
Yes, I received it.
Okay.
Will somebody forward it to me, please?
Sure.
I'll put it to you.
Oh, okay.
But why did you get it, and why Mal did not get? I don't understand.
The world of computers is sometimes passing strange. It's nothing that Bob did or didn't do. It's just the vagrancies of how computers read these things.
Hmm. So it doesn't. It could be your computer is sick, or your
no. It's well. It's not sick. It's just arbitrary. It's ornery.
Infrastructure.
Wait a minute. I just got something. Hold on. Let me see what it is. I just got something from Marcel.
Oh, it's a little late then, right?
But I just got it from Marcel, not for Bob.
Oh, okay. All
Marcel
right. So
kindly forwarded to me.
I just did two. You'll probably get mine.
All right, so I'll get two. But that's fine. Would everyone like me to take the time after this meeting to put this in type and send it out?
Okay. I'll take a stab at composing it. Okay. B.
Do you want me to do that?
Yes, now. Would you please?
Sure.
Yes. Now, be it resolved that the Pacifica Governance Committee. Am I going too fast?
No. Let me just sit down with these things after the call and.
Oh, I want to do it now. If somebody else can type it while I dictate it.
Okay, I can't. But so.
Well, Nancy, can I take a stab at it? Because I have the old text in front of me.
Yes. Okay.
But, you know, let me take 5 minutes on my own. So let's go on to some other business, and then I'll come back and I'll have it done, and we'll discuss it. Is that good?
Okay, good. Excellent.
Okay. Okay. So shall we go to a different thing? Let's see.
Let's pick the date for the next meeting before we.
Oh, good idea. That's a good idea. Has any Marcia, were you able to look at the, is she there? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. For the next meeting, we're trying to pick a date for the next meeting. What is a good time for everybody? You'd like to do this before Christmas? Let's see. Somebody has trouble with Tuesdays. I can't remember. Somebody, Tuesdays is not good. Okay.
Mondays?
Yes. Monday. You like Mondays. Okay. Oh, let me see. Programming.
This is Brenda from KPFK. And could I suggest also doing it during this time if it's not too inconvenient for East Coast folks? Because I know for myself, I get out of work by this time.
Yeah,
Brenda, do you have the calendar up in front of you?
No. Let me turn on my
computer. Could you check it so we can find a date?
Let me get my computer, and then I'll check
the calendar.
The PMB calendar. Give me one second.
I'd like to suggest the 12th, if that works.
Okay, 12th. Does anybody have the PA the calendar? I have old. I don't know if it's current. Strategic Recovery. I've gotten, but I haven't looked at it in a long time. How do you get the calendar?
You just go to the website. My computer's glitching for a second. That's why I asked. Could someone else look it up?
What?
Ask Brenda.
What website? Pacifica.org or what?
KPFX, I think.
Nancy, I'm with the day.
KPFX.org. Can anybody see the calendar? I don't know how to. I'm not getting it. I don't know how to get it actually. I got it earlier today, but I can't remember. Can anybody see the calendar?
What did you say? Is it KFTX or
KPFX.org should bring you up with the.
Yeah, because I'm not getting the website with KPFX.
KPFTX.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
FTX.org.
Okay.
And what date are you looking for?
The 12th, I believe.
December 12th?
Okay. And you have to look at December?
December 12th?
December 12th is free.
See, December 12th has strategic recovery. The next one is program.
Right.
The next Monday, the 19th, is programming.
I'm up on their website. I'm not seeing anything for December 12th.
Yeah, it says strategic recovery plan at 8:30 p.m.
Okay, that's the one that Tracy is in, I think.
Is it in order? I'm not understanding this. Is it in order?
It's on the. It says Pacific calendar, and you click on the right.
It's on the right hand side. It says Pacifica calendar,
yes.
And then you go through it. There's a November, and then you click next to go to December, and the dates and the meeting times are on there.
Oh, I don't know about the calendar. I'm where they're all listed and where you can listen in. You can click the link to listen or listen to an archive if it's a meeting.
Oh, look further on the right-hand side at the top. It says Pacifica calendar. It's like at the bottom of a box on the top.
Pacifica calendar, okay. How weird. So it's listed in one place but not another. Okay.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I see on the 12th of December, it's a strategic recovery. And Tracy, is Tracy still on governance? Has anybody heard from her?
No comment.
No, okay. Okay. Well, I gave a call and just left messages, and I told her if she's got, you know, too much on her plate, I respect her decision, but I hope she could come and join us. All right. Well, I see everything. Can we? All right.
What about
personnel
the 20th?
Is on the
20th of December.
Oh, Tuesday. That's open. That's right. But how's everybody with 20th?
I'm flying on the 20th. I'm flying east, so I won't be available.
Oh, no. No, not good. Okay. All right. The Saturdays are open. The first two Saturdays or the nobody wants to do Christmas and Christmas Eve. Well,
no.
The 26th is how is that for people? Is that really bad?
It's
lousy.
It's
really bad.
Not good. Okay. Not good. All right. So we have a decision here.
What about the 22nd of December?
Okay, I'm all right, but how is everybody? Somebody's flying east. Is that Mal?
That's the 20th.
Yeah, but that's the 20th. I don't know what I'll be doing on it, the 22nd.
I may be on a plane on the 22nd, but I don't know yet.
Because I'll be with my family
Brenda?
In the east, and
I
might be on the plane on the 22nd. I think when we get kind of close to holiday time like that, I think it's, you know, we have enough problems making a quorum.
Okay, how about 10th on Saturday?
No, we have a board meeting.
No, you got a
meeting.
You have a board meeting on the 10th?
Yep.
Yes. I see KPFK. Oh, KPFA. Well, it's not listed on here. KPFA LSB is on the 7th, it says.
And we're having one on the 10th.
Oh, it's not listed yet. Otis and John need to put that, we need to ask them to put that up. Okay. Better somebody from KPFA tell Otis or John to put that on the calendar.
I will.
The 3rd, how about this coming December
3rd? No, we need at least 7 days.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, we're back to 20th. And you're leaving what time? Now,
let's see what time I'm leaving. I don't have the time on my calendar. I have to check that. But because of the three-hour difference, we never get into Philadelphia, which is where I'm flying, until too late to get on this call. But, you know, if I'm the only one that can't make it, go ahead and schedule it.
All right. Let me ask people, how about Sunday, a Sunday, 11th or 18th? If 10th is too difficult, how do you feel about it?
Gail. Gail from PFW. Yes. I don't have a problem with any of those evenings.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh. Does anybody have trouble with the... okay, now, the 10th, somebody said 10th is a KPFA.
Yeah.
So how about a Sunday, the 11th? How is that?
Would it be possible maybe for the 18th, so it's not a back-to-back people who are doing
Wait
the
a
LSB
minute.
Meeting
okay.
to do a
Listen,
call?
Just a moment. Does the 11th, what did you say? Who's that, Brenda?
Yeah, this is Brenda. I'm proposing December 18th because it wouldn't be, it wouldn't, never mind. Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind. I'd be on the call even though I had the LSB meeting the day before, but I wouldn't mind to actually be on the call on the 18th. I'm just worried since we don't want to over meeting KPFA because they have two meetings that week.
Fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody's saying something. What are you saying? Who's saying?
That's me. I was just talking about Pacifica fatigue. Yes, I think it's
okay.
a real thing.
Okay. All right. Some other voices. Bob, can you make it on the 11th Sunday?
I think so. Hold on. I'm working on this motion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Let me ask other people first. Marcel, is Sunday...
11th or 18th, either one.
Okay.
I'm going to have a lot of trouble making the 11th for long. I could be on the call for about a half an hour, and then I have to leave.
Uh-huh. How about 18th?
18th, I have an easier time. Making it.
Okay.
Yeah, then
Marcel
Bob,
says,
I'm not available on the 18th. I could do the 11th.
No.
11th. I see.
Was there any other date being discussed?
The 20th was bad for Mal because he has to leave on a flight. And what was 26th that Monday? It was too difficult. Or I can't remember what happened on Kwanzaa Day, 26th.
Yeah, the 20th. This is Gail again. Getting into Christmas week would not be good for me.
Yeah, that's bad for me too.
Okay, all right, Marcel, you said 11th or 18th were
either would work for me.
And how about 20th?
No, but the 11th or 18th,
not good.
Either one would
okay.
work.
Okay, all right. So Mal can join us. You said on the 11th, you said?
No, the 18th, but not the 11th, but Bob can make the 11th and not the 18th. So why don't you go with the 11th? If I miss a meeting, it's okay. I've been on everyone so far.
Well, I hope we make quorum. Okay, can we make quorum? And you cannot join us by telephone. It's too difficult, right? 11th. Can you join us just to make the quorum?
Yes, I can probably do that.
Oh, good.
I will be at a restaurant, and I can join you to make quorum, but then I have to get off the phone.
Hi, this is Brenda from KPFK.
Yes, Brenda.
So I just noticed on the calendar, the strategic recovery plan is an executive session, so technically it wouldn't be streamed at that time. Since it is executive session, would folks be able to do it on the 12th?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just checked that.
Because all of their meetings are executive.
Yeah, so we would be able to have a live stream of our meeting.
Mm-hmm. Fine, so let's do the 12th.
Okay. This is a complaint from Tracy because she's in that group, but she's not here today, and she wasn't. I don't think she was there when we made that for the strategic. Anyway, that was the one fault of the 12th was because of Tracy's in that group. But since this does this fit everybody else? Mal,
yeah.
Bob,
yeah.
Everybody else. Who else is on the line? Brenda, you're okay?
Yep.
Gail?
Yeah.
Marcel?
Yes.
12 is okay. I'm okay with 12.
Gotcha.
All right then.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do 12. Oh, all right. Governance. Okay. And Marcel will be chair of the 12th then. Okay. Okay, that's done. And Bob, how are you doing?
Give me another 3 minutes or so.
Okay. All right. All right. So we voted on their next meeting, December 12th at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And good. Okay, that's done. Now let me see. What else? Let's see. Gail is here. What else we have? Since you don't know what else is on the agenda. Maybe I better fill you in. Where's my notes? We're talking about quorum issues, and Bob is trying to word up something combining everything that we want, so we can stop having these no quorum meetings, both at the local and the national. And it's I wanted to express, in case you weren't on the line, that. I don't think board members really understand how much time and money is wasted when we don't make quorum. And then if they knew that, Bob and Brian and, Otis and John Alame and Otis McClay and Brian Shusky, they put their time, their effort, and I think their own equipment, and of course they're getting paid a little tiny amount, but still, for them to be at a certain place, usually at home, and doing these, monitoring these meetings, it's kind of rude. And also the people who show up and all the gasoline they spend to go down to the station and be there and all the preparations they have to make, and no quorum. And then it's been abused, and I've seen it abused. Maybe you have too in your stations. It's abused for doing nothing and keeping the status quo. And it's really, we need to get down to just serious people in these meetings. And we need to get serious for the betterment of the foundation and more responsible action to our stakeholders. So that's what I don't think people really understand, is how much time and money and effort, and that we should be more serious. Okay, now that's what we're trying to do now. How's Bob? Still
okay. Okay. All right. I'm pressing send now.
Good. So Bob has just edited our proposal for these non-quorum issues, and also to make it be three. Mal started this three consecutive absences.
Well, yeah. Would you like me to just read it?
Oh yeah, good.
Okay. Let me just give people maybe 60 seconds for it to arrive in your inboxes.
I got it already.
And then you can good.
This one I got.
All right.
Guess the last one. This one I got.
And folks can follow along as I read. Okay. All right. And I just realized the subject line, I should have changed it. It's the same one I used before about existing PMB motions, but of course this is actually the new proposed committee motion. Okay. So keep that in mind. All right. Here goes. If anyone wants to get something clarified, you can interrupt me. I mean, not to discuss it. I think we should wait till you hear the whole text, and then we can discuss it. But let me say that I added some language because I realized when I carefully reread the existing stuff that some of it's a little unclear. So I did make it longer, which I know is difficult, but I think, you know, the length is in the service of being crystal clear exactly what happens in each scenario. Okay, so here goes. In order to remedy the growing problem of committee meetings failing to make quorum, and to clarify existing policies on absences, the Governance Committee recommends that the PNB amend its existing motions on committee absences to read as follows. That the provision in the Pacifica bylaws, Article 5, Section 7, whereby a PNB member ceases to be a member after missing three consecutive meetings, be applied to committees of the PNB, and I added not including LSBs, because that's a whole separate set of rules, not including LSBs, as follows, and I broke it up into bullet points. The first bullet point, any committee member who misses three consecutive committee meetings, whether such meetings achieve quorum or not, shall no longer be a member of the committee. Next point, provided, however, that such meetings can only be counted for this purpose if all committee members were properly noticed, meaning notified via the email address that the member provided to the committee, or a phone number if she or he has no email access or the email address no longer works, at least 7 days before the meeting. Next point. After two consecutive absences from such properly noticed meetings, the chair of the committee shall notify the chair of the PNB, the respective LSB, and the member him or herself, the latter by both email and phone, of any pending removal from the committee. And then the final paragraph is, if a committee member is removed, and this is new language that didn't exist before, but I think it needs to be clarified, what happens if there's a removal? It says, if a committee member is removed, the committee chair shall email the chair of the PNB, the respective LSB, and the member him or herself to announce the removal. The PNB or LSB, as appropriate, shall hold an election for a replacement member as soon as possible thereafter. That's it.
All right, I have an amendment to offer.
Okay, Mal, go ahead.
In the first bullet point, the second bullet point, where it reads, if all committee members were properly noticed, I would strike that and insert in its place, if the meeting was properly noticed.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah, where is that paragraph?
It's the second bullet point, provided, however, that such meetings can only be counted for this purpose if, and then I would insert, the meeting was properly noticed.
Oh, instead of committee members. Oh, that's a typo.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
This is Bob.
Yeah.
That's good, but can I then suggest that the next phrase, to make it make sense, it should say, meaning that each member was notified via the email address that the member provided.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean
that, for instance, when I wasn't receiving notices, that, you know, my thought when I heard you read that was, it sounded to me, if I was committee member X and I had not made it to three meetings in a row, but Sasha was still having problems getting her notification, that therefore that let me off the hook, committee member X, let committee member X off the hook for the three unexcused absences. So you want to phrase it so the fact that if one person is having trouble and it's not the person who's missing the meetings but someone else, but that language doesn't allow the person who's not coming to meetings to get off the hook.
That's what I was seeking to avoid.
No,
because I had that same thought when he read it, Mal.
So you're saying it should specify that the proper notice only is applied to the person in question who's facing removal, not to anyone. Okay.
Not anyone, right. Because then they could always say, well, it wasn't properly noticed to everyone. Sasha hasn't been getting her notifications, and that's the language would let them off the hook.
Okay, I got it. How's this? Provided, however, that such meetings can only be counted for this purpose if the meeting was properly noticed to that member, meaning that the member was notified by email, et cetera.
Right.
Was properly noticed...
Do we want
the email provided by the member?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's in there. Hey, let me read it in context. Provide, however, that such meetings can only be counted for this purpose if the meeting was properly noticed to that member, comma, meaning that the member was notified via the email address that she or he provided to the committee, or a phone number if she or he has no email access or the email address no longer works, at least 7 days before the meeting. Yeah.
Right. I think that's fine. I vote yes.
Yes.
In case, can we put in there, or snail mail, in case they become very indigent and get no more computer or no more telephone, at least there's no excuse that somehow we could put snail mail in there?
Well, if they have no telephone, then they can't take part in the meetings.
That's true. But this is local and teleconferences also. I mean, it's national and it's local, covering local, right?
But if they don't have a phone, how do they participate in telephone conference calls?
No, I'm not thinking about telephone
conference. Let me answer Nancy's question. No, this does not
this
cover
is just
local
national
committee members. This is PNB committees only.
Oh, I thought we were going to put both. Okay.
No. Well, right. The PNB has never tried to exert control over LSB committee functioning, because there's separate bylaws provisions about that, and basically it gives free rein to the LSBs to set their own rules for its own committee subcommittees. So that's kind of a different kettle of fish. But you can go to. But the good news, Nancy, is you can go to your LSB at the next meeting and bring a motion to put whatever rule you want in place, and they can pass it on their own authority. They don't have to come back to the PNB for permission.
Yes, yes. If you've got enough votes on there, yes.
Right.
So we can.
And
just
you can say it's an attempt to align policy. You know,
right.
You can say that this is an attempt to align the policies. You know, to make Pacifica work better, make it more cohesive.
Right.
Oh, I wish we could put local. But we cannot do. Who said we cannot do a rule like this that would cover the local committee meetings? I mean, why
because
is that
they have
there?
Autonomy.
Oh, but Pacifica has so many rules that are. They do cover local, but this one doesn't. Okay. I still don't understand why that is, but I'm happy if we can just do this and clear up the national non-quorum blues, because this will help.
Good.
And do we need to say some. When we present these proposals to the PNB, do we need to say something like, in view of the fact that it's a waste of time, it's a hindrance, wasting of time and money and of so many people, and we need to get more serious members and more seriousness in attending these meetings, we decided to came up with this proposal? I mean, do we do that like that, or how does it get proposed?
Well, I can clue KPFA's PNB members in on why it's being proposed.
Well, and Marcel is on the call, and she sits on the PNB.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm
right.
Sure she can put forward some of our rationale. It doesn't have to be written formally. I mean, I did write a phrase. Again, I can just read the opening phrase to give an overall sense of the rationale. I wrote, in order to remedy the growing problem of committee meetings failing to make quorum and to clarify existing policies on absences. So, but any more elaboration than that, I think my suggestion would be to do it orally rather than writing it in. I mean, you know, there's
okay,
no law
then against
it.
Okay, then all of us here on this call that support this bill or this change or this improvement or reform, we need to, do commercials. I mean, tell everybody, tell LSB. I mean, send emails to your LSBs and tell them why we're doing this. Because when it comes to time to vote for these things at the local level, isn't that what happens? It's voted at PNB? Or it's voted at the local level?
No, it's voted at
PNB. PNB
only. Okay. so we just have to let them know that what we're happening at can be.
Well, first you have to pass it, Nancy, and then once it does, then I'll refer it so that it can be added to the calendar 7 days in advance.
We also report on the local level what the PNV has done, so that's pretty much it. If they ask for why and you want to include that language in there, ask to why we did that, then that might be a good idea. But I don't, in looking at historical, you know, like looking on the books before us, I don't really think they've had to include it because it's almost like obvious as to why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, we just pass it here, and then I will
put
it 7 days in advance.
All right. Does anyone want to start the voting on this? Make the motion for this formally. Can I do that? Or
yes.
As chair. Okay. All right. I move that we vote on this this proposal that Mal and Bob have put together, and all of us have helped to put together to eliminate this problem or address this problem of no quorum at the national level, our national committees. And this concerns the national committee meetings. So, let's see, Marcel, would you like to take is that okay with everybody? As
yes.
It stands, how good. Okay. So, Marcel, would you like to take would you like me to do roll call vote?
No, we can do a roll call vote. So,
okay.
Jessica?
Can I say something?
Before we vote.
Formal motion?
Okay.
Question?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Just answer the question. Now that we have a formal motion, do we have to ask if there's any discussion?
Yeah,
is there any other
procedure.
Questions? Is there any question or discussion? Please come forward now.
Well, Nancy, let me just read one more time, not the whole thing, but just the part we changed so everyone's clear on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and just for context, I'll go back one sentence so it makes sense. Okay, any committee member who misses 3 consecutive committee meetings, whether such meetings achieve quorum or not, shall no longer be a member of the committee, provided, however, that such meetings can only be counted for this purpose if the meeting was properly noticed to that member, meaning that the member was notified via the email address that she or he provided to the committee, or a phone number if she or he has no email access or the email address no longer works, at least 7 days before the meeting.
I call the question.
Yeah, you don't need to call the question in committee.
Yeah.
It's just the chair asks if there's any further discussion, and if not, then she can move to a vote immediately.
Okay. Jessica, you have some question or comment? Or?
Actually, at this point, I think it's pretty much, for me, at least self-explanatory. I understand it so far. I'm just going to continue listening. If I have a question, I will break in.
Well, Nancy, if it's accepted by everyone, you don't need to call a vote.
Oh, okay. All right. Who's still on the line? I want to make sure. So we don't need to do a roll call vote then?
The procedure is you just ask, is there any objection?
Is there any objection?
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, and Jessica's on the line. Bob, Marcel, Brenda, you're still here?
Yep.
Brenda's here. Okay, Gail, is Gail
yes.
here?
I'm
oh,
here.
Good. Sasha, is this okay? Good. Nancy's all right. Marcel?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mal is, of course,
yep.
okay with this? Yeah. All right, then.
So
good.
Passed.
Passed by, what do you call it, acclamation or what, confirmation?
Unanimously.
Unanimously. Oh, that sounds good. Okay,
and I'm
good.
Sending it out as in final form. I'm sending it to the committee so then it can be forwarded to the PNV.
Good,
great.
Good, good.
And
the
we have a date of our next meeting?
Yes, we agreed on the 22nd of December. No, no.
No, December 12th. December 12th.
December 12th, Monday. the second Monday, December 12th.
And at what time?
8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Question, do we have any items left on the agenda for that meeting?
Yes, for this meeting, we still have something. When there is no quorum, minutes should be written or not written, and we discussed at the last meeting that we can change the wording to notes or report instead of minutes, and that would make it okay with Robert's Rule of Order. and that way, I think Gail said that should be done because it's a kind of evidence of whether that person was absent and also any discussion if the secretary has enough time and energy and willingness to put down important points that they would like in there on the discussion. So if somebody wasn't there, they can read it and find out what happened. So I think, I wish that could have been added in, but anyway, we should do it maybe separate. It's too much at one time.
We also have on the agenda, which we haven't yet gotten to, the question of financial records.
Oh, yeah, that was after, that was number four. I think number three was the no quorum minutes. How does everybody feel about that, having no quorum minutes?
Well, I feel that it's like it's
a note.
Subject for the next
course.
Meeting.
Oh, really? Oh.
I'm tired.
Okay.
And hungry.
Now we have to put a requirement. Everybody have food there when you have a teleconference. Okay. Well, what time is it now? Is it 9?
It's 10:00.
No, 9.
Okay, we've been at this since 8:30. So 8:30, 9:30. Well, so we worked an hour and a half. Okay. All right. I'll say for the next time we talk about no quorum minutes and something really important for John that he was unable to, he put it on the new business last time. Rules regarding finance, information, papers, documents. Being the privy of LSB and or stakeholders, I think we have a problem. We have a problem, and we need to, in order to be better board members and take our financial responsibility to our stakeholders, we need to really see the stuff. And if management and there is a problem, Bob, I think you said that there is some way we can see these things. Is that right? And so that's where we were when we left.
This is Sasha.
Well, I'm going to call that the meeting be adjourned. Is there?
Yes.
Can I make one quick request?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sasha? Yes, Sasha?
Yeah. Can someone please email out what's left of the agenda and if somebody has a resolution before the meeting, can they send it to us?
Yes, guilty as charged. Yes, I will do that.
I feel much better when I'm, if we're dealing with resolutions, I really need to have the language in front of me and be reading with my eyes. That's sort of how I comprehend better than being read to out loud. So I really, I really think there's supposed to be an agenda for meetings, and it is supposed to be sent to us ahead of time, and it's a simple matter, it sounds like, of removing things from an existing agenda and just leaving what's left over and sending it on out. It's not that complicated. I mean, that should take, like 5 minutes.
I think Marcel did send the agenda, right?
No one got an
agenda for this meeting.
That was in Marcel's November 10th email. It was the agenda.
I sent the agenda for this meeting and the November 10th. I haven't sent another agenda out.
Well, for those of you who are also on the PND, you see only a small percentage of the email KPFA board sends out. I have thousands and thousands of emails, and so for me to remember that on November 10th, Marcel sent out an agenda and to go and find it is kind of really asking a lot because I have to skim through about 400 saved emails just about KPFA and Pacifica to get there.
I gotta go. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Bye.